So today's topic for the podcast, we are in a hypothetical situation where you are both stranded on a desert island.
I'm probably thanking my lucky stars that I'm like enjoying a bit of peace and quiet on a desert island in the middle of nowhere where I don't have any responsibility to do anything.
First thing I'd do is I'd stab him straight in the neck. I'd just finish him because I know how much of a miserable bastard he is. So if I'm going to survive, I've got to fucking kill you because you just bring the fucking vibe down.
I'll take a nice comfy chair.
I want a brolly. He's going to take his YouTube plaque. So when he dies, it'll be like a headstone. Yeah. I want a magnifying glass.
What?
How is that practical? Walking boots.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my walking boots, I'm going to walk around the other side of the island whilst Adam's reading his fucking life of pie. So I'm going to take a magnifying glass and set it on fire. And that's how I'm going to start my first fire, by setting his book on fire. And then I'm going to grab hold of his guitar, rip the strings off it. And kick his and volley his football straight into the fucking sea. And just watch him, this like sad crying on his little fucking chair.
Hi, I'm Adam.
And I'm Josh.
And welcome back to Breaking Bread Podcast, which is this week my happy place, my safe haven away from the winter wonderland, which has been constructed by Mrs. Bid in my house. And it's, what is it, the first week in November?
Yeah, mid-November, mate. It's she's putting trees up.
Yeah, I can't take it. So, I mean, like, don't get me wrong, I'm a Christmas kind of guy. I like Christmas, but I don't like Christmas in November.
You like it at Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, to me, the 1st of December is all right. I mean, that's still traditionally too early. My mum would always put the Christmas tree up like about 2 weeks before Christmas.
Yeah.
And then leave it up like a week after. But I get the 1st of December. Before that, it's too much, man. It's too much.
I agree. Like, people are sharing the Christmas adverts have come out already, aren't they? So Asda have done one with Elf.
Are they all really emotional? I've seen the Elf one. That's like the worst green screenery. Like,
I don't think it's too bad.
I think it's pretty bad. But you can get away with the fact that like everyone knows it's the scenes from the films. So it's not supposed to be realistic. But most of them this time of year, they try to do the whole John Lewis thing, don't they?
Yeah.
And hit you right in the feels, as the kids say these days. And with varying levels of success. I still think the best John Lewis advertisement was that one with the... I don't know who did the cover, but it was a cover of Please Let Me, the Smiths song, which is a fucking amazing song. But it was a kid bringing his mum either a present or breakfast in bed on Christmas or something. That was a sad one.
That got you in the feels, did it?
Yeah, as much as it's possible. So momentarily I went, oh, that's a bit sad. But yeah, they all do it now, don't they, man? It's but I've not. The only one I've seen is the Elf one.
Bah, humbug. I think that's the only one that's been released. It's mad that people are like, you know, Ben Pearson, he shared it onto his... This is what I don't understand about Instagram, like, or like people's Instagram. Like, I'm looking at George, by the way, if everybody...
Because he's young.
Because he's young. But like, yeah, you don't give a... But to be fair, you've got like a pretty well-collated like brand Instagram. It's literally you and food, that's it.
You
whereas like Ben's known for being a police guy and then there's a bit of YouTube stuff. But like he'll screenshot mad shit. Like he screenshot the Elf at Asda and he's like, you know, like... Woohoo, it's Christmas. It's like something my granddad would do. I'm like, what? You're supposed to be like a police interceptor. I want to see you like running people over and like fighting people.
Like, I set you like off when we're not recording anything. Do you think Ben could subdue you? Like, Ben's the kind of cop that like would make me want to try and resist arrest. I could definitely outrun him in a foot race.
Yeah.
Admittedly, he's retired now. But he doesn't give me vibes that he could, you know.
I think he'll lock
me up or something.
No, I think he will have like farmer strength. I think he's big in it. He's like 6'3".
I think I could confuse him though, just by giving him like a riddle or something. I give him a riddle and run off. And if you sat there thinking about it,
you know, funny thing with Ben is like when you've seen him on Interceptors,
love
like
you, Ben.
We know him now as like this like sort of fun loving, sort of jolly character that's, you know, really positive. But you see him switch it, you know, like a proper copper. So when you watch him on Interceptors and he's like, oh, jolly and all nice, then it's like they're on a pursuit and he's like wrestling somebody to the floor and he just turns into a prick and you're like, ah, I see it. You've got it still in you.
Yeah.
Anyway, where do we start then? Where do we start this week? Patreon. We started a Patreon, mate.
No! I did that last time.
At the time we recorded this, we don't know how the last week's one's gone, so I'm hoping a couple
that
of people...
That was a fucking shocker. That was just us talking about the live show. People at the live show be like, yeah, no, I was there.
I thought back and George put the highlight video into it. So like we made like a little highlight video and I thought, those that are listening,
I haven't seen that.
It's good, mate. We'll show you afterwards.
Is that Tory Mike's footage?
Yeah, Tory Mike's footage.
Did he ace it?
He did well, yeah. What do you reckon? Apart from he missed the fucking walkout.
Missed the walkout.
Like, us walking out, missed it completely. I'm like, it's like
somebody trying to get everything.
Like he's stuck on somebody that's like flicking through fucking Twitter or something. And I'm just like, fuck's sake, Mike. Anyway, But yeah, on that, we put the highlight video into it, and all it is just music. So those that will be listening to the podcast are like, what the fuck's this? It's just like a random track, which is like a minute long.
Why don't you just overlay it with no music?
Adds to the effect of it, you know? We'll show you.
If you're going to post the video independently, like as a video, like on Instagram or whatever, yeah. But like, if you're going to overlay it,
yeah, we are
going to
do
podcast,
that as well.
Right, okay, but like, why not just take the music out for the podcast part?
Well, it's too late now. It's too late now. Maybe you should have mentioned that last week when we were editing.
I didn't even know it was in there.
So yeah, we've got a Patreon. Like I said, for those that did sign up, we don't know that yet. So I appreciate anybody that has signed up. We're going to look at trying to up the production next year, get more guests, get more more interesting topics in there, because this year has been a success. So yeah, if you want to support, link below. We're going to start off with, we're going to like bring a new segment to the show as well. We want to talk about current events, current affairs, current tea cake. What's up, mate? You all right?
No, I just got a tweet. I don't know why I was checking my Twitter. I zoned out while you were talking about Patreon. But somebody sent me a tweet saying, Adam, when are we getting a baby beard? Do me a fucking favor, will you, man?
That ship's got all sailed, man. You're like 40 odd year old now.
I don't know,
now,
man. Okay, I get it. Like, people want to see a little beard or whatever. But like, I just think it's really odd when like people...
Strangers.
Yeah, strangers. Say, like, I mean, for all they know, like I don't want to make this a serious podcast, God forbid. But a very serious... I could be... I've said this before. I could be a fucking Jaffa. I could be seedless. We could have problems conceiving. And how would that make a person feel? It'll be constant. We don't. I've not tried. And I don't intend on trying. But... I don't know why people care about you getting married, about fucking what clothes you wear. Like, who gives a shit?
Yeah, I mean...
Anyway, sorry, you would try to get us drag us into a lighthearted part of the podcast.
The reality of it as well, like, in theory, it sounds nice to have a kid, and the reality is far different from that. It's such hard work.
I know, I see it from you, all my mates have had kids now, and they were all really excited about the birth part and then having the kid, and now they've had the kid, they're like, hey, I can't sleep at all. I mean, I don't sleep much anyway, I'll be all right with that part. But, you know, the very real responsibility of being responsible for a human.
Yeah.
And you said that. Not getting hurt all the time.
Yeah, you said Mrs. Beard is awake for approximately 3 hours a day. So then the child would be your responsibility.
I think she broke her own record this weekend. She woke up at like 9 o'clock Saturday morning. And I went out for a walk shortly after 9:30. So about, would have been about 11-ish. So she was definitely in bed by 11.
So she got up at 9
and went back to bed at 11. She did not wake up. I thought she was dead. I thought she was fucking deceased, because I started watching a bit of the footy while I was doing some work. And I thought, shit, where the fuck's Lynn's? I thought, oh, maybe she's gone out, because, you know, the family don't live too far away. And I'm looking on my, you know, find my friends, and she's on top of me on the map, right? Yeah. And I'm like, shit. So I went upstairs. I'm like, are you fucking dead? She's like, no, I've just been sleeping. I'm like, all right. And then she woke up. So that would have been like, what did I say, 5-ish? And then she went back to bed before I went back, because I was watching Match of the Day at 10:30. She went back to bed at like 9.
That's impressive, that.
I'm like, that's got to be record breaking. Can somebody confirm that?
What I love there is you're like, I went for a walk like a dog.
I took myself for a walk. I put my collar on. My lead on.
Gotta go out, have a nice brisk walk. It'll cure what ails you.
But if that's not a good enough reason, what you just explained there, to not have a kid, I don't know what is, because Tilly gets us up at like between 5:30 and 6 every day. Like, there's no days off, not one day off. And then it's just on the go until 7 o'clock at night.
Is it a frowned upon to like sedate your kids?
I would suspect
chemically.
So. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just keep them asleep.
I'm pretty sure you can't do that.
That's probably not allowed.
So anyway, we'll move on from that topic. No babies for Mr. Beard. He's too old, man. Look at him. He's got a grey beard and stuff now.
Yeah.
It's all over for you. Current affairs. I'm a celebrity star, mate. Do you watch it?
I don't.
No, I don't either. I haven't watched it since. I can't believe people still watch it.
Didn't they do it in a castle? Is it in a castle now, so you don't even get the benefit of going to Australia?
I think that was like 3 years ago in lockdown, mate. I think they're actually back in Australia now.
That tells you.
Anybody can confirm that, George?
I don't watch it either.
Why the fuck did you put it in? Anyway, Matt Hancock's going in I'm a Celebrity. This is on my notes. This is what you wanted us to talk about. Which I think...
Fucking Mike's loving that, isn't he?
I get to watch me, you know, Matt Hancock. Oh, that was even Scouse. Get to watch me fucking, you know, mate.
Sorry, Mike.
Matt Hancock's in the fucking jungle eating fucking witchetty bugs.
Why is Mike still in group chat? I'm going to keep bringing this up until we need to bounce him out of there.
You're the boss.
I'm going to kick him out. I'll kick him out on live at Christmas on the live show, the live podcast. But yeah, I think it's so offensive that Matt Hancock's going into the jungle.
Did you see that thing last year? That that article that rumoured that I would be in the thing?
Fuck off.
I have to scroll back on my Twitter feed.
Is it one of your like bodge job photoshops?
Somebody might have photoshopped it, but it wasn't me. Anyway, I'm not going to scroll back a year.
Ian meets food, enters the jungle.
Just fucking joking.
You're about the level of celebrity that could get in there. Apparently, Matt Hancock's getting $400,000 for it.
What, yeah, you want to be paid, wouldn't you?
Would you do it $400,000?
No. $400,000?
Yeah. 6 weeks up to Christmas. Highest ad set. Like, that's when you're making the most money on YouTube as well, isn't it?
Mm.
So...
No, I did have to pay my astronomical amounts to do that. And they wouldn't because I'm not that well known.
Could you imagine how fucking miserable it'd just be there in his hammock?
Think about it, it might lose me subscribers because people would be like, he's actually a bit of a grumpy bastard in real life.
The thing is, you do all the trials and you'd like just brush it off. It'd be nothing to you.
The trials would be sweet, yeah. So they wouldn't want me doing them. The worst part would be I'd be sat there talking to fucking, I don't know, Keith Chegwin. He's dead now, isn't he?
Is he?
Les Dennis, maybe. Les Dennis on my left. Fucking
see that happen.
Beverly Callard or fucking Davina McCall or some shit on my right. How's it going, guys? Yeah.
Some fella off Love Island with polished teeth. Yeah. I can't see you doing well in jungle, mate.
It'd be the sleeping outside, it'd just get me. I just wouldn't want to, you know what I mean? Like, I'd hate that. I'm not an outdoorsy type. I mean, I know there's a hotel like 300 yards away, but...
You don't sleep anywhere.
Yeah, true. But I think it would be even worse surrounded by...
What about the bugs and stuff? Like, do you reckon you could handle like a tarantula like rolling on your shoulder?
No, I wouldn't like that part. I'd eat one, but... I'm not scared of them, no, but like, I don't like them. I was worse when I was a kid, but like now Mrs. Beard's terrified of them. So like it falls upon me if we have a spider at home to dispose of it, which usually means killing.
On the live show, right? At the live show, I showed a picture of my daughter. She had a spider on her shoulder when she was in. It was massive. We'll show it on screen, but. You then mentioned afterwards, and it like went straight off my head. You basically said something along the lines of that you were the one that sort of tackles spiders in your house,
yeah.
And it turns Mrs. Beard on, or like you basically said something like, "I'm the one that has to kill spiders in my house," and it turns Mrs. Beard on. So like in my head, and I'm on the mic, and I'm thinking. What, so killing spiders actually turns her on? Not you being like heroic. I didn't take it as that.
I should have framed it differently. What I meant was, yeah, like it was me being heroic. she doesn't get like
I can imagine you just smushing like a spider into the floor and Mrs. Beard's like warming her legs up. Like, come on, Adam.
She doesn't get frothy at the idea of me killing spiders, no.
Frothy.
Am I not allowed to say that? It's not something you can say? Is that all right? I don't know anymore. Mrs. Beard won't mind. She's very open about stuff like that.
It's better than a fucking armory of dildos that you spoke about. There's no way she listens to this podcast.
No, she doesn't. So I'm safe. But like, she wouldn't. I know what she wouldn't mind and what she wouldn't.
It's better than what True Geordie said anyway.
Yeah, we won't talk about that.
Repeat that one.
Fucking hell. Right, also, Peter Kay is back on tour. Now,
yeah, George has told me about it. He's very excited. I'm not as...
Are you going, George?
Yeah, I'm getting tickets.
So did you know as well, like, this is a cool thing. He's not toured for 12 years, right? And he's put the ticket prices out at starting from 35 quid because he's aware of, like, the cost of living.
And fucking hell, we charge 25 for the live the Breaking Bread live show.
I think it's a numbers game and we didn't count the numbers. Like, we lost a fortune at 25 quid. But if he's doing an arena at 35, 10,000... See arena.
I was there on last tour that he did.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I went to see that when I
when you were like 6 year old.
Yeah.
Were it funny then, were it? Garlic bread. And George's like, garlic bread. are you a fan of Peter Kay?
I'm not, mate, no, but it's good to see him a much loved comedian back, which is what people I think have missed him.
He's a family friendly.
Certainly, yeah.
He's like an old school comedian, isn't he? You know, because obviously he did like his sitcoms. You know, like he did his like comedy shows, like the Phoenix Nights and Max and Paddy's Road to Nowhere.
Yeah,
which is quite old school comedy. You know, compared to the shy that's out there now.
You probably couldn't put it out now.
No, a lot of that.
I think you probably could. I don't like none of it was too offensive.
There was some parts that I think were, but
I'd have to rewatch it.
Yeah, I guess I would as well.
I watched it for ages.
Yeah, but it's fucking hell. What was the question? Yeah, no, I'm happy to see him. For the sake of other people, I know he has lots of fans. I might not be one in particular, but it's nice that, you know, because I think, didn't he have some health problems?
So if he's back... to cancel the last tour that he tried to.
So if he's back doing what he loves, and I know that'll probably be really gratifying for him. So yeah, I'm happy to see that he's
I think
he's
it's... So like, obviously, it was reported they had health problems, but it never went... Like, he didn't do like a...
I think he's quite private.
Yeah, he didn't do like a Hello Magazine... announcement that
good
yeah, but they were like super private, just disappeared for 12 years.
It's refreshing. He doesn't fucking owe anyone anything, does he?
Yeah, that's mad though, isn't it? Don't you think, like, that by today's standards?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to put every aspect of your life on social media, do you? Jesus.
Says us doing a podcast. Right, so we'll start off as we start off with every other podcast with...
We'll start off 20 minutes in
the YouTube comments.
It's time for a YouTube comment from you.
All right, so this is now where George has taken the lead. We've incorporated him as part of the show. That means you can never leave. And you're also, you can't be sacked. So well done. You've got your tenure.
Amazing.
Yeah. Could you give us the comment for this week, please? So
I want it to be a bad one. I want it to be like a really negative. Just give me a laugh.
So this comment is from Daniel Jacobs. Watching how upset Josh gets losing makes me laugh way more than it should. One day, Josh, one day.
Maybe. I hope you're right, Daniel.
I don't know what he could possibly win. Like, I'm trying to think of activities that he could, like, if we have this, inevitably we have this fight within the framework of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu rules, of course you'll win. Well, I say of course, you never know. I can't really think of much else that he'd win at.
I think if anything physical, I'll beat you at.
Anything physical?
Yeah.
So like we go,
wrestle.
We do like strongman or something, you're going to beat me. You fool.
Do you think you could win an arm wrestle?
Yeah.
There's no chance he's going to beat me in an arm wrestle.
Go on then.
Do you want to do it now?
Why not?
I think the table's a bit too long, but
it is very long.
Are we gonna do it?
Here we go.
Can you see us? Yeah,
I can see you.
What this is such bro science. Isn't it? I don't know. You're doing like a fucking...
Can we use what we can?
No, but we need to like be central. Like you've got little arms, so you're pulling it towards you. You're giving it one of these. Like,
the excuses are coming out already.
Watch if I do this. Like, right, I'll start here then.
But where do you want me to start? I'll start wherever you want me to start.
All right, start there. he's just doing it again.
What are you doing? Right. You saw where we're starting.
Ready?
Go.
Yes! Stop. Wait a second.
Get in!
Wait.
Come on! Come on! I fucking told you.
Hang about. So the first thing he says is lean over the table, right? So I'm naturally at a mechanical disadvantage. And then he starts dragging me towards him.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
I'll just give it
to
you.
That was it. Like, what's...
Yeah, wait a second. So when, you stand your arm there and I'm like there. I'm not even going to make an excuse. It's not my kind. I lose with decorum. I'll take the L.
And I win with class.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Oh, dear.
So Josh has won something now. Yes. There you go.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you next week.
He's just as graceful in success as he is in defeat.
It's because he's like, George, you know what he's like. His confidence level is so high with everything he does.
Not with everything. I think...
Fucking clip that, George. Get that on fucking Instagram today. So cheers. Yeah, Dan. Hopefully I'll win the next breaking beat.
He's not an academic, Dan. You gotta let him off.
Sure, I'm not. So we've also, I also want to introduce a section called, obviously we did the Fest Holes one. And if any of the really good ones pop up, I want to bring them back into the podcast. So I found one last night.
Steal some other people's content.
Catch your breath, Josh.
To be fair, me and you could have spoke last night because you had 2 hours sleep and I was awake like for 4 hours. This is when I saw it.
A bit weird if we start FaceTiming each other in the middle of the night. Imagine Lindsay walking in. Fucking hell, you're talking to Josh again.
I'm surprised Mrs. Beard and Mrs. G are like texting back and forth.
You never know. Might be just keeping it from us.
Best of friends, weren't they, on the night out? George, could you read the latest fessel that I found, please?
Yeah. So I have been working as a press photographer for 15 years. I have no idea how to use a camera. I put it in automatic mode and hope for the best. I've won 2 national awards from press associations with photos I got lucky with. I've made a great living from something I can't do.
If that's real, that can't be topped.
I believe that's real. How funny is that?
Yeah, I mean, like, if you take, what is he? He works for newspapers, he said.
Press photographer.
I can actually believe it because, like, it depends what you're taking pictures of.
I believe it as well. I think like it's like when we're on ship and like somebody would get the job of like media manager, and it'd just be anybody. They'd be like, "Here's a camera. You're in charge of photos." So, you know what I mean? Like just straight auto, and you can imagine like just by chance you've got a good one of a fucking submarine.
Lad, the amount of people I know that make YouTube videos and they have like a substantial, like an audience of over 100,000 and they're still shooting automatic is mind blowing to me. I'd be like, they'd be talking to me about cameras and shit. And I'd be talking about like log and, you know, and they'd be like, what? Like, and I'll look at the camera and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You're shooting everything in automatic.
Randy still uses tapes, doesn't he?
Lad, he's on fucking camcorders. The amount of piss I was taking out of him when he was just.
Rate my takeaways, nearly black and white.
That dude was shooting on. You used to get that plug-in for the Game Boy. It was like a little plastic camera. You stuck in. That's what he shoots on.
8-bit video.
Yeah, so that's our fess hole one this week. I believe that that's true. I believe that this, whoever it was, has won 2 national awards.
That needs to be framed if that is true.
Maybe it's you. Maybe it's the awards you've won.
Yeah, maybe it is. To be fair, that's about me when I first started. I was just like chancing it. Yeah, I figured this. I look back at my old footage, right? And I never, so like the best advice I could give to anybody like starting videography, which this is something you don't do, is white balance for every scene, because it just makes your life so much easier. So I look back
at my- You can't always white balance for every scene. That depends what you're doing. You can't.
You can. Take a grey card.
So I shot a video the other day, right? In Wales. Wales. And halfway, so I balanced everything off.
Yeah.
I didn't colour balance or anything. But I started shooting, and maybe 5 minutes into shooting, it was a really cloudy day and the sun came out.
Yeah.
So how is it going to help me to white balance? Like if the color actually shifts in the middle of what I'm shooting, doesn't help me.
Are you shooting auto white balance then? You just let it shift?
Yeah.
Oh, you are, yeah?
Yeah. So that's not ideal, don't get me wrong. If you're in a controlled environment, I agree with you. Like if you're in this environment, the light is not going to change. It's going to look best. It's going to be easy to
But what I would say
off.
Is like if you lock it and it just, I get it for what you do. If it does then drastically change, you can adjust then the white balance for the time that the scene changes, because you know you've sort of got a datum point, you've got a starting point, and then you could adjust the temperature. Anyway, it's going to get boring for people.
That did get boring.
Ignore what we're saying and just fucking white balance. Anyway, let's move on to the topics of this podcast. George, what are we talking about this week?
So today's topic for the podcast, we are in a hypothetical situation where you are both stranded on a desert island and all you have is these 5 objects. It's up to you what you do with these 5 objects.
Hell, I like the sound of this one, George. He's worth his weight in gold.
So the 5 objects you have on this desert island is a pocket knife, a meatball sub, a phone with 20...
Fucking what? A meatball sub?
A meatball sub.
A meatball sub.
A phone with 20% battery left, but no service. Beard wax and a condom.
A condom?
I'm not making your life easy.
Are we there together?
Yeah, you can be there together. And you can share the condom if you want.
What would we need a Johnny for?
I'm like questioning why you asked. Are we there together?
Just for context, George.
Okay, yeah, sure.
What a useful fucking 5 item, apart from the pocket knife, but that I'm throwing the rest of the shit away probably.
Hey, you can get some use out of those things. You'd be surprised.
Are you going to give us scenarios that we have to try and figure a way out of, or are you just asking us what we would do with those 5 items? What,
so you are landed in this desert island, nothing around, no boat, no means of getting off. Those are the 5 things.
No
have.
Means of getting off, apart from with each other.
So yeah, you have those 5 things. What's the first thing you are doing? How are you using those objects?
Right, I'm coming in first here and I'm saying, first thing I'm doing is...
I'm in a posh wank.
I'm getting rid of the Johnny so he doesn't get any ideas. Right? No, actually the first thing I'm doing is I would be like, I'd probably be thanking my lucky stars that I'm like enjoying a bit of peace and quiet on a desert island in the middle of nowhere where I don't have any responsibility to do anything. A few sound nights sleep with no Mrs. Beard snoring next to me. Assuming he doesn't snore, and if he does, at least I can fuck off to the other side of the island. So first thing I'm doing is, this ain't all bad, you know? I'm not going to be even looking at the items at the point I land on the island.
All right. First thing I'd do is I'd stab him straight in the neck. I'd just finish him because I know how much of a miserable bastard he is. So if I'm going to survive, I've got to fucking kill you because you just bring the fucking vibe down. You'd be like, oh, I saw him in London, man, and there was like an egg slot there. We could get drinks and you still moan like fuck. So if we were a desert island.
We're in London.
So you'd rather be on a desert island than in London?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
All right, I think...
Central London.
Let's put my... So you're just appreciating the situation. You're going to just enjoy for what's happening.
Yeah.
I'm going to go like Bear Grylls. I used to enjoy watching Bear Grylls. So yeah. I think we need to like...
How are you going to survive?
We need to find somewhere to set up camp.
Priority A for me is we're sourcing food, right?
We've got a meatball sub.
What the fuck is that going to do? Okay, I'm going to give you the meatball sub. That's what I'm going to do for you.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to give you the meatball sub. Why? Because I know that you were moaning at the live event that you'd been like 3 hours without food. I could go like days without food and it's not even going to bother me. So, but I'm going to need it eventually, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to the first thing I'm going to do is, yeah, maybe figure out shelter. Is there a location like a cave where we can get shelter from the
I've just had a vision of him in a cave. Can you imagine him like Castaway with a little leaf covering his dick?
Oh no, man, first thing I'm doing is taking my clothes off, man. If it's warm enough, but it's not so warm that I'm gonna get sunburnt. But it kind of depends on the climate, doesn't it?
Like, what's the climate, George?
It's hot.
See, this is where I'd be hot fucked because my ginger skin.
Yeah, don't find it.
I'd be dead straight away. I'd have to find.
You'd have to get shelter. You'd have to get shelter.
So yeah. We find shelter, right? But we're presuming on a desert island with some substantial enough in size, it's going to have somewhere. Either there's going to be a canopy of trees, at least, or I'm hoping we find a cave of some kind, a cave dwelling, which I think would befit me quite well.
All right, so we found a cave. Let's go find a cave. I agree. We need to find a cave, or we need to build our own shelter. And then we need a fire. I've seen enough of these shows to know that we need fire. So what I'm going to say, do we have a phone each, or do we have only, like...
Just one phone.
Well, the first thing we do is make sure the phone's off, right? Because if it's got 20% battery, we don't need it immediately. We turn it off.
You know, I try...
I know that sometimes when your phone's got low battery and you turn it off, you can't turn it back on again.
Not 20%. Come on. Like, what is it? Like a fucking Samsung...
You know what I do?
Nokia 3610 or something.
I don't know if it would work. In my head, this works. But I think I'd find us some dry wood and some kindling, and then I'd take the phone and put it in what's going to be the fire and stab the battery and hope that it, like... sets on fire.
I don't like that hope in there. I don't think if you stab a battery, it just combusts, does it? Fucking hell.
I think it does.
Is beard wax flammable?
Have we got beard wax?
Beard wax. Oh,
why do you have a beard? Why? The beard wax is doing us no favours there, man.
It's when my beard grows out.
Yeah? We don't need to be stylish, do we? What, for one another? I better make an effort today. Josh is here. I put some beard wax in.
We could use beard wax for something.
What could use it for?
Lube.
I don't really like where the airspace is at, you know what I mean? I mean, I think I may be like colonizing the other side of the island. Josh, where are you going? I'm going to set up camp here. See you later. All the best.
We should stop making these jokes before people take it seriously. Oh, fucking hell. All right, so we need a fire. Are you any good at starting fires, do you think? You could do it. You know, like the whole, when you like rub a stick into another stick.
Like, anything that's like really kind of survivally... I'm relying upon you on because you're a problem solver. I'm the kind of person that's
you're
gonna
in
be
the
there.
Navy. You should know some
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, they
like
don't
that.
Teach that in the Navy.
Should yeah, you do. Knots. You do we did some survival stuff with Royal Marines, and
but you don't know how to make a fire.
But that were on Dartmoor, where it rained constantly for 7 days.
You would assume probably.
So it's harder to make a fire then.
Yeah, but fire is more useful. So, but you didn't learn how to make one, no. I'm thinking the only way we're gonna be able to make a fire really is potentially the phone. So we just put that to one side for now. Turn it off, make sure it's got some battery left in. And
we take some selfies, though, for the vlog afterwards. If we make it out alive, we need footage, don't we?
Thinking about the clicks.
Yeah. Wait, imagine how many views we'd get.
I escaped from a desert island. But nobody would watch it because I guarantee somebody's made that video, but they weren't on a desert island. There was no threat.
They bought an island, didn't
they? Probably, yeah. But...
we'd have to take a
last thing
selfies.
On my mind there is YouTube. If I'm on a desert island, that I'm not thinking about content creation, I'll tell you that.
All right, so we make a fire. I think we'd have to use the whole like stick rubbing a stick to get a fire going. I imagine it'd be quite arduous. I imagine you'd swear a lot, but we're using energy, so we'd have to have a bit of a meatball sub break in between.
Would you eat
the meatball sub, or would you use it as bait?
The fuck you baiting with a meatball sub? It's
fish,
like a food.
We need to make a fishing rod.
I think you could catch fish there. Like a bit like Tom Hanks, we're going to reference Castaway probably a lot here. But with the whole spear technique, that's much easier. He's going to need food. He's going to be cranky if he's not eating. So I'm going to give him the meatball sub. It's my last kind of act of charity.
How selfless of him.
And then if we're getting to the point where we need a forage, if we do manage to make the fire, I reckon we'd be there long enough. We try it at some point and the fire's going to, we're going to figure out how to do it, right?
Yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Neanderthals did it years ago. I think we'd be all right. And then, all right, well, I'd be looking for to the land for food first. I wouldn't be looking for fish. I'd be looking, are there any coconuts around? Have we got any, I wouldn't be eating any berries. Or dodgy shrooms or anything like that. Nothing that I
don't. Imagine this on shrooms. Adam, do you think we should eat this? We'll lick that frog. Adam's a frog there. Like, it's got some like yellow stuff coming off it back. Should we lick it?
I don't think
like a trip.
Licks it, it's like, man, that's my arm.
I don't think being high is going to help us. No, so yeah, I reckon.
You'll have a good time at least.
Bananas and coconuts is what I'm looking for first. Depends where the desert island is though and how we got there.
There's got to be coconuts. In any scenario, there's got to be coconuts on a desert island, aren't there? George, can we have a coconut, yeah?
If you can find a coconut, there's a coconut.
Can you survive just off coconuts and coconut water? I feel like that it might...
Is it good?
I don't know. I feel like you can only have so many. Can you do a bit of Googling and a bit of research? I'm pretty sure.
What am I Googling?
In my head, like, can you survive on only...
Why would you not be able to?
Because I wonder if it's like a laxative or if there's too much sugar and...
You're just going to be a little bit...
Like pissing out your ass for weeks.
But you could see, that's a lovely way to put it, Josh. Yeah,
you couldn't survive off coconuts for more than maybe a couple of weeks, particularly if you drank all the coconut water from each coconut, unless you only drank about half a coconut a day. Otherwise, you would die of a heart attack induced by the high potassium levels in coconut water.
Ah, see? Well,
I wouldn't be like necking the water like it's going out of fashion. I'd be good, like, coconut would be like the... Where's that from? Come on. How high can the potassium be? Just Google it, right?
It's next to your Wikipedia where it says you're 4'3".
I don't believe that.
I'm sure I've heard that before. I'm sure I've heard that you can't just live off coconuts. Come on, let's do some Googling. Do some more Googling. Because again, like most importantly, we're actually going to need water, aren't we?
A few sources are saying you could survive a couple of days up to a week, maybe.
Ah, interesting.
I'm going to go slightly different.
So I'll ring up Middleton and ask him because he's like SAS, isn't he?
Yeah.
So ring him. We'll just ring it up.
Ring him live.
Right, mate. Done.
We're just filming an episode of the podcast.
I know you're busy. You're probably doing SAS Australia. But can you stop shouting at recruit and tell us if me and my little bearded mate can survive off coconuts?
Maybe ring Honor.
We might have Ant on in a couple of weeks. We're filming with him again at the end of this month, but the week before is up this neck of the woods. So
I love how the only way we can get guests is like you basically.
I've
just
got
like
to work with him.
What's the word I'm looking for? But you're basically doing stuff for him. That's the only way, and then you kind of guilt them into the fact that they've got to come on because you've done something for them.
But chances are they've come to us because we're like doing what they want to do. So it's mutually beneficial. Ant's just started a podcast. We produce the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, we're giving him fucking free publicity as well now. Or is he giving you a bit of cash for that? Yeah, I saw you've made his studio like a doctor's surgery. It's like a VR experience of being in a doctor's waiting room.
Have you done any research? It's because I beat him at arm wrestle.
You tell him taking the unfair arm wrestle off sorely.
I can't wait for
Let's have an arm wrestle. Yeah.
This is what you were going to do there, isn't it?
No, like, for it to be fair, you need to both have a fair position of leverage because this table's too big. You don't have that. But anyway, I'm just going to let you take longer limbs,
Anna.
What were we talking about?
Coconuts.
For some reason.
Coconuts. You did some Googling. Are we going to accept that you can't live off coconuts?
No, I don't believe that. I didn't.
Right, so Adam's going to die in about a week. I'm going to go find some water.
First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to forage for all the available foods. I'm going to just kind of take stock of the environment. Do we have bananas? Do we have coconuts, etc.? And then naturally, because I'm going to be thinking, fuck me, I'm going to lose some muscle mass here. If I do need to defend myself because Josh gets a bit fruity, then I'm going to need some protein. I'm going to go, right, do we have any fish? Do we have any animals or any warthogs and shit living on the island?
They're dangerous, you know, warthogs.
The terror in your eyes makes me think, have you had an experience with a warthog?
No, like I know people that go like... that have been hunting, you know, like in Florida, in Everglades, and it's not the alligators that they're worried about, it's the hogs.
Hakuna
Matata.
Did you know that a fun fact that I found out this week...
This is such a mess, this podcast.
Aren't they always? I found out there's a scene in... which James Bond movie is it? There's a scene in one of the older James Bond movies, right, where a stuntman... walks across three crocodiles to get from one part of this. It's a stupid stunt, but it was performed really by a real guy who fucked it up like 20 times and had to go to hospital to have his injuries.
Oh my God.
He didn't die or anything, But like, he did, I think, get heavily lacerated.
In Live and Let Die.
Live and Let Die, that was a... Live and Let Die.
What, so this is just, this is real?
Yeah.
Like, looks real. That's, you can...
The guy, it's not, obviously it's not Roger Moore, but the guy really did it. And if you look on, I think on, I don't know if it's, you can get it on YouTube, but I saw on Twitter this week the actual test footage where the dude fucks it up three times. And in one time, he's literally sat on top of one of the alligators. And it's almost like the alligators are so confused.
Oh, it's here, look. Oh, look, if I... Oh, that was close.
Wait, that's
that.
Not the worst one. The worst one is when he actually ends up, I think he just ends up sitting on the alligator.
Whoa. But we're going to have to show this footage, obviously, George. I'll send you a link.
Yeah,
to
let's just steal the footage. That one, look at that.
Oh, she's on the back of it.
And then the crocodile.
He's like, look at him. He's like, lads. As if this one's not eating him.
The worst part about that is that there doesn't seem to be any like health and safety at all. Like, there's no, not even a rope.
Lad, he's got his foot. Yeah, he's got his foot.
I know. I saw it.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, the lengths that stuntmen went to. I hope he got paid well for that. He probably didn't, you know.
Whoa. That is bonkers. That, I'm going to send you that link there, George, so you've got it.
So you can steal it, George, yeah. Yeah, it certainly doesn't belong to anyone, and we're definitely not breaking the law by putting it on screen. Somebody messaged me this morning, actually. You know, I was talking about the TikTok thing last week.
Yeah.
I was really happy because I got those two TikTok accounts deleted. Somebody messaged me this morning saying, bro, did your TikTok account get suspended? And I'm like, no, I'm not on TikTok. But I did manage to get the two fake accounts deleted.
Oh, yeah. Did they reply? You've been their account, right?
Probably. Bro, why did you get my account deleted, man? I'm just trying to give you exposure.
Right, let's play Breaking Beard.
You just fart again.
That's the new jingle.
What's happening?
All right, so yeah, new attempt at breaking beard. Obviously, I lost last time, and Adam took the forfeit. However, this time we will do it correctly, and we're going to put it to you guys on the YouTube comments. What do you think the forfeit should be? It's your decision.
Before you get in there, I'm not shaving my beard. I'm not procreating with Mrs. Beard. we're not getting married. Any of the things that people ask me to do, like, all the time, they're not included, right? So it can be anything, pretty much anything else. Although I know some people might ask for, this could be a one, people keep asking me about stinky fish, that surstrumming stuff. We could do that. But
what's that?
It's like fermented fish, right? It's like a delicacy in Denmark, but it's supposed to smell so bad that, like, if you open it inside, people always eat outside, because if you open it inside, like, it'll stick forever, basically. Oh, right. So maybe we can't do that.
Well, we could eat it outside. Yeah, and
we
just
could film
it
outside. Would you do it? You'd eat that, wouldn't you?
Is
it,
I'd do it.
It's supposed to taste nice.
No, it tastes like you're going to... It makes people throw up.
So why does it exist?
I don't know. Well, I mean...
Have you seen the fermented eggs? Not the, like the...
I'd love to get one of those. What do they call them? Century eggs.
Them eggs that's got a thing in it. Like a chicken that's like half...
Oh, like unhatched.
Half cooked.
Oh, you mean balut?
Is that what it's called? Balut?
Yeah. I thought you meant those century eggs. I'd love to be able to get one of those. You know, those green eggs that have been like pickled for like fucking 10,000 years and shit. So, God, we'll see. Write that down, George, because that would be a really good one. Write down century egg.
Century egg.
I think that's what you call
or
it.
Or a balut.
I remember, no, I don't want to eat it. I mean, that's going to upset people because it's like a little baby chicken inside that.
Yeah, how do people eat that, though?
I don't know. I imagine plenty of people eat weird stuff, man.
So yeah, we'll put it to you guys. You decide.
Give us some. Yeah, get down in the comments. Give us an idea, and we'll select the least severe, probably.
So right, George, okay. Over to you then, son.
Okay, so here we go.
I'm excited to go again. You know, I'm sorry to those that I let down last time, but I just beat him in an arm wrestle. So.
So we've got three questions each this time. We used to do it one question, but let's do three questions. So first question is for Adam.
Right, okay, I'm ready.
When was the book To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee first published? Was it 1960, 1962, or 1964?
These are mad questions, you know. That's a mad question.
One of my favourite books for that.
So you shouldn't know.
Yeah, but I could, like, if you'd said 50s, 60s, or 70s, I would have got it, but, like... 62?
Final answer.
Yeah.
It was 1960.
You bastards.
Bastard.
I might pick a loser. I can't. Two years away.
Oh, excited.
His next one better not be like,
okay,
how many characters are there in Peppa Pig or something like that. So, you know, that's been really easy.
I won't be able to answer that.
There's Bunch, man. There's George. And then there's Peppa.
Right, you don't have to fill out.
There's that little elephant.
Okay, so first question for Josh. Who was Prime Minister before Theresa May? Boris Johnson, Gordon Brown, or David Cameron?
I know this. He went on one of our ships. You ever seen a politician on holiday? So literally,
not most of them are constantly on holiday, aren't they?
It's like so what they do is they take the tie off, take the blazer off, take the tie off, roll sleeves up.
That's it. The classic.
Yeah, they're doing like the visits. That's them. It's like casual. It's happening, lads. I mean, yeah, I'm on your boat.
Go on,
Cameron.
Then.
Final answer. It was David Cameron, yes.
You can hear a crowd going wild. Put it in the...
Pipe it in. We need that on the desk to pipe it. So next question for Adam. When did Hitler invade Poland? Was it, man,
fuck off with the history.
Was it?
Sure, this is your bag though, like history and literature, no?
Well, they're not the same thing, but no.
When did Hitler invade Poland? 1st of September 1939, 3rd of September 1939.
Fucking what? I don't get the year.
6th of September 1939.
Like fucking...
1st, 3rd, or
6th? I feel like maybe. I don't know if he was like a mad. I know he was mad. But like, I don't know if he was a bit OCD, so maybe he just wanted to go with the 1st of the month.
Is that your final answer?
Pinch and a punch, invade Poland, 1st of the month. Yeah. The first, yeah.
It was the 1st of September 1939.
Fucking get in!
Well done, mate.
Okay, so next question for
one
Josh.
All.
Which English football team plays its home matches at Stamford Bridge?
Oh, come on, man.
Is it Chelsea, Tottenham Hotspur, or West Ham United?
Don't be looking at George. He ain't here to help you. He's not your daddy.
Stamford Bridge. I don't know.
Stamford Bridge. Chelsea, Tottenham, or West Ham?
Might be West Ham. I'm trying to think. I know that we used to sports West Ham, don't you, Jack, mate? Does he go to Stamford Bridge?
I don't know. No idea.
West Ham. Cheltenham.
Cheltenham.
Cheltenham United.
Cheltenham have a team?
Yeah.
What do you say? Chelsea?
Chelsea, Tottenham, or West Ham?
Chelsea. I ain't got a fucking clue.
Oh, you fucking juicy.
Final answer.
Yes.
No, you're right.
It is correct. Chelsea.
I got Scooby.
I know you
football.
Guessed, and I thought that's why I wanted you to say West Ham.
Okay, so last question.
I'm gonna start watching The Chase. I'm gonna start watching The Chase now, just so that I can get some information in there.
Knowledge.
Yeah.
So last question for Adam: how many players are in a cricket team?
Oh God, I wouldn't even. I don't know that.
He intentionally waits for you to make them harder for me.
Is it 10, 11, or 12?
I think it's 11.
Final answer?
Mm-hmm.
It is 11.
Is it? The only reason I think I knew that is because I remember thinking once hearing that and being like, that's weird, it's the same as a football team. I think that's why I know it.
It is 11.
You play cricket?
Yeah, I did. I mean, in fact, I have quite a fond memory with my dad playing for my dad's work cricket team once when I was about 15.
Well, yeah.
And I was not good at cricket, right?
Yeah.
But I bowled and... this guy just edged it and my dad caught it from slip. And my granddad, who's no longer with us, this is actually a funny story. My granddad had come to watch, right, which is mad because he was like pretty old by then, like in his 80s. And he started shouting like, bowled Moran, caught Moran. Because, like, you know, I'd bowled it and my dad had caught it. And then the captain of my dad's work walked over. My daddy's like, Paul, my dad's name is Paul. He's like, Paul, there's some scruffy old man shouting your name over there. My dad just going, that's my dad. So yeah, I have a fun. That was down at the Hollies, which is, there's a cricket ground in the way you start the Altley run opposite, near where the, was it the New Inn and all that shit? It was that cricket ground. If you want a bit of Bit of pointless history. But no, I don't like cricket. But I would rather play it certainly than watch it.
How wholesome that story there. Yeah, I mean, I played it a little bit when I was younger. I've watched it a couple of times, you know, like 2020. That's good.
That's more palatable.
Just leathering it all over the place out there. Yeah. I honestly don't understand how people can watch cricket. It goes on for days, doesn't it?
Yeah, watch 5 days of cricket and ends in a draw. I don't get it.
I don't understand. I don't want everybody to explain it in the comments, but I don't understand how they can play for days and then they just sort of get to a point where they just go, oh, I'll give up. Don't they? We've got like 400 for four.
Declare, you mean? Yeah.
Right. Fuck it. We'll bowl now.
Yeah. I don't like it as a game, and but I love how people rationalise it and they'll be like, yeah, but it's a good day out. You get pissed and whatnot, and I'm like, yeah, but I could get pissed at home or in a bar or just somewhere where I'm not watching cricket
for a full day. Yeah. You sat there up at Yorkshire Cricket Ground for 3 days.
I once went to a game with my granddad for one day was enough. I was like, oh my god, this is just so dull. I feel bad for the fielders as well. You know, people aren't really involved. Like, if you're batting, even if you're wicket keeping, if you're bowling, you've got some shit to do, or you're one of the close fielders or whatever.
You're right on edge. You're flicking through Twitter, and they're like, beard! You're like...
You would be when you...
Oh, like, fuck!
I'd have some music on. Is that allowed? Like, I'd put the phones on. But fucking Megadeth.
Them corky balls are mental as well. Have you tried to catch one of them out of midair?
Like, given that, just to explain that I played.
No, yeah, but I'm not. You might never have caught one. You might have just gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Let it bounce. Take a bit of velocity out of it.
They are. They are, aren't they? But I mean, that's
really went off on one there, gents. Didn't we?
And the next question for Josh: what colour is a cricket ball?
Well, you've got a choice, haven't you? Depending on the game.
Last question for Josh: what colour is the sky? Mario from the popular gaming series has what profession?
Oh, sod off, man.
Is he a painter, a plumber, or an electrician?
Mario or his brother? We're both same profession?
I think so.
Are you giving some clues as well? George, yeah, why not? Did you just turn the screen around, shouldn't answer.
What were the options again?
Painter, plumber, electrician.
Painter, plumber, electrician, YouTuber, influencer, plumber.
Final answer?
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm not in Mario.
It's like you're playing Child's Trivial Pursuit and I'm playing like Expert Trivial Pursuit or something.
It is right? The correct answer.
Yes! Woo! What's the scores on the doors then?
So you got all three, and Adam, you answered two correct. Yeah, two
I feel like this is what happened last time, didn't it? Did I go ahead at the start last time?
So, because you've got them all correct, you stay where you are. And Adam, because you got one incorrect, you go further down the scale towards forfeit. Animation. So Josh is winning.
You're going to put some like fancy graphics on screen to articulate that to people.
Show it.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Right, where were we then? Are we back on the desert island?
So we've done those are the five objects you get. Now I want to spin it around and say, if you were to choose individually, you're on that island on your own, what five objects would you want with you? Try and not think too practically about it, because that's a bit too easy. Like, think maybe some sentimental things or something like that.
Right, the first thing I would want to take with me on, or I would want to be there on the island, I'd like a guitar or some musical instrument to give me some kind of creative thing to pass my time, because I'm that fucking useless. I'm not getting off the island. I'm not gonna have the determination that Tom Hanks does in Castaway, for example. Build a fucking ship and get off there. I'm resigning myself to the fact that I'm gonna die there. If I'm gonna die there, I want something to do with my. So I want can I have a guitar?
Yeah,
some kind of a nice acoustic guitar.
Guitar.
I think the first thing that I would want, I want a brolly.
There's trees.
Nah, I need a brolly. If I'm yomping around the island and like it's sunny. Oh, no, sorry. Sun cream.
Sun cream.
Yeah. Factor like smart. 100 plus. So I look like a cricketer. You see cricketers when they've got like a white white lips. I need that. Because if not, I will set on fire and
sun
die.
Cream. Sun cream. What else would you have, Adam?
I'll save that, but I don't want sun cream. I'll just go sit in the shade. Like I do when I'm on holiday. Anyway, sunny. Second thing I want is I would like my favorite graphic novel. It's not my favorite graphic novel, actually. Second favorite graphic novel, but No, I'll take my favourite. Okay, can I have the graphic novel Watchmen by Alan Moore, which is also my favourite film?
Yeah.
I would like that. The like a nice hardback, you know, hard bound, fucking maybe leatherette cover on it, or even real leather. And yeah, it's got like one of those little locks that you have on the front, you know, to secure the book.
Wouldn't you get bored of it though?
No, I can never get bored. I can reread that book loads of times.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I don't often get, you know, people that reread books all the time.
Yeah.
But there are some that I can reread, and that's one of them I love. Yeah, I love it.
Fair play. So you've got entertainment there then. What was the first thing you said?
A guitar.
And a guitar. So you've got two efforts. Oh, Chicken Wing song next. That's what I need to learn. Boom, ba-da, boom,
ba-da, boom. If we do another one in Leeds, we'll do that instead.
Oh, that song?
Yeah, yeah.
No, you gotta do. We missed the trick by doing both.
Shut up, man. You can do the first one.
I've been in touch with Slash. He's going to do an instrumental in between. He's going to come on as like the guitar. I couldn't do the first.
We don't need a guitarist. Can we get Flea instead? Somebody to play bass? Anyway, what's your next item?
Second item. I'm going to... We can't. All I can think is practical stuff. Like, I want a magnifying glass.
What?
How is that practical?
If you want to start fire.
Yeah.
Just take a fucking blowtorch. You can have anything you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it'll run out of gas. A magnifying glass will...
Some flint then? Which will they last for what? They last like 100 years or something if you get a good one. You know, the way you can start...
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know if you call it flint, but... Are you fucking high? Fucking magnifying glass. Who thinks he's fucking Inspector Gadget over here? So you can what, look at bugs up close? That looks a bit deadly. I won't eat that.
He's such a prick.
That's a fucking bad thing. He can take it. Like, he's right. Taking his magnifying glass. My
write these down.
My third item is I would like to take. I think. This is hard, isn't it?
He's going to take his YouTube plaque. So when he dies, it'll be like a headstone.
Yeah.
Here lies Beard Meets Food.
I'll take a nice comfy chair. I take a really, like a luxurious...
What kind of chair?
Like a, not a lazy boy, but you know, like a plush kind of... It'll be a fabric chair, because obviously it might get really hot or really cold. You know?
Would you want to take a chair or take like a bed?
Oh, that's a good point. A chair which reclines into a perfectly flat bed, the like of which you might get on Singapore Airlines or something like that. No, not that one. More comfortable than that, but I just want to get a plug in there for him. I'm joking, I'm not sponsored by him. I wish I was. But yeah, I'm taking a chair which reclines into a bed. It's a heated chair as well. Even though there's no electricity.
Even though it's hot.
Yeah, there's no electricity either, is there? So I can't, unless I've got like a fucking arc reactor in there, how's it going to be powered? Do you get solar powered chairs? Am I just going too off there? Just a nice exists. Comfy chair which goes into a bed.
There you go.
I like it, mate. Not Emma Watson. No, you wouldn't take Emma Watson.
Well, no, because that's implying that she's an object to Josh, you fucking despicable human being. I'm going to put the real Emma Watson in this same scenario.
Was it items
with me.
Or just like things in general?
I didn't say people.
Why would you take somebody with you?
I don't know.
You're joking, man.
So you'd rather be there with me or Emma Watson?
Well, I'm assuming you're gonna perish at some point anyway, given the choices you've made.
I want to take a person next.
No, you can't. Fuck off. First of all, that makes you evil because you're then putting somebody in like a life-threatening situation. If you say, like, oh, I'm going to take my kid with me.
No, why the fuck? I wouldn't take my kid.
Who you say? I want to answer now because I want to know who you're taking with you.
Are you fucking... George, who do you think I'm going to take with me on a desert island?
Right, my takeaway. I don't know.
Now, man, Josh, I know we're on a desert island, but can you do me Christmas single video?
Are you taking Bear Grylls with you?
Fuck right, I am, yeah, Bear Grylls.
Yeah, of course.
A brolly and a magnifying glass, like we'd survive forever.
Drinking his piss.
I think we're seeing the two, the vicissitudes of our temperaments here, because I know I'm dying, so I just want to survive. I'm happy. I've had a decent life.
I think that's a cheating one, that because you're taking him and he's just taking our responsibility. He's making sure you survive.
No, I'd help him, but Obviously, I get involved.
You know what? If we're going to get into people, I'm taking Ray Mears because everyone knows that Bear Grylls is like a fake Ray Mears.
Yeah.
No, I'm not taking a person.
Josh, you'd be like as good, like with Bear Grylls when you say you'd help. Have you seen that video where that guy's trying to help him out, like the stuff out of that moving van? And he just goes back and forth between the vans and he's like that. you got that. Yeah. I'll overlay it on screen. That'd be as much use to him as you'd be.
So are we not using Bear Grylls or Ray Mears then?
I don't think it's not real, Josh. So that's impression. I wouldn't be picking a person. No, like I said, I'm going to enjoy my last few, whatever it might be, days, weeks, years on Earth.
I would take a camera with me. I want a camera and a lens. Because if I'm going to snuff it, I want to be able to leave a bit of footage behind. Sorry, I didn't make it. Bear Mears food's a prick.
I don't want to.
George, release all that footage that you've got. Fucking trash him.
I wouldn't want a camera. God forbid.
Right, I'm going camera.
How many items is that now? That's three each.
So you've got three each.
Fourth item is... probably, if I know people don't use them anymore, but I think it's, but like the power's a big deal. I was going to say like an MP3 player with some music on, but like I can't power it, can I? It's going to run out at some point. So that's off the agenda. I can remember music from my mind. I'll be all right. what else could I have? Maybe like...
Could take a boat.
I don't think that's really the story of it.
You could take a boat.
I would take a football.
Those are all entertainment, really.
Yeah, like you can have every kid knows you can have hours of fun just kicking a footy around. I'd want it to be a good quality football though, because I don't want to get in. Pops. Going flat, or like if it accidentally goes in the water, it's going to get, you know, sodden.
You kick it straight and see, and be like, well, that's John Fuck then. No football for me.
Yeah, football.
Football, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is really difficult. We've only got two items left.
Josh still kind of clinging to the hope he's getting off the island.
What about something sentimental? What about a photo of your daughter?
I love you to tell him that.
I don't know, you know, I think it'd be too sad. Wouldn't it?
You just want to forget she exists. Let's pretend like I didn't have a kid.
Don't think it'd be too sad just sat there looking at a picture. Maybe it could act as motivation.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, shit, my missus listens to this podcast.
Does she?
Yeah. I don't know if I would. I don't know if I'd want... I don't know if that'd be too much of a distraction.
You're in the doghouse when you get home. Son.
Imagine how sad that'd be, though. Imagine being stuck on an island.
You don't have to look at it all the time.
Have you seen how fast kids grow up? So, like, she only looks like that for, like, a few weeks and then they change.
I'm not forcing you to take a picture of a kid.
Are we going to survive this island? Are we going to see him again? Or like,
you don't know. That's the whole point. That's the terror. I've accepted that I'm dying there. And I'm not too sad about it.
Okay, can it be a photo book of photos? I want like six photos. Six photos then in a photo book.
Just six.
I feel like you should be a photo book to get loads. You just want six.
Just fucking just one page. Yeah. The rest of it's a blank book. You bum.
You bum.
So a photo album.
Yeah.
Okay, last one, Adam. What are you taking?
Final thing I'm going to take is I don't know. I think I'm going to take another book.
Fuck me.
I'm going to take Life of Pi. Or can I? Oh, I don't have anything to watch it on. I'd maybe take it because the film is great. I'm taking the book Life of Pi. Very philosophical book about the meaning of life and whatnot. I think it'd be a... Fuck, you laughing? You just said you're going to take a photo book and put six photos in it.
Adam's accepted death. He's going to sit on his island, just playing his guitar, reading his books and just waiting for the world to end.
I'm listening to this scenario in my head now and I'm thinking, I'm not even sad about it. I'm there and I'm like, I'm all right with it. You know what I mean? I've had a good life.
There you go.
The only part I'm not going to like is the fact that it's probably going to be too hot. But as long as I find some shade and like at nighttime it's not so cold that I can say it being cold. But yeah, I'm all right with it, man. Yeah, Life of Pi. Jan, what was his name? Jan Martel wrote that. I think that was his name. I have to talk if you've gotten this.
Well,
Josh, what's your last thing?
I'm gonna take a set of walking.
I'm taking a cheese grater, but no cheese.
I'm gonna take a pair of walking boots.
Jackass 3,
but no DVD player.
Wankers. Walking boots. That's what I'm taking.
Walking boots.
Yeah. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take my walking boots. I'm gonna walk around the other side of the island whilst Adam's reading his fucking Life of Pi. So I'm gonna take a magnifying glass and set it on fire. And that's how I'm gonna start my first fire, by setting his book on fire. And then I'm gonna grab hold of his guitar, rip the strings off it, and kick his and volley his football straight into the fucking sea, and just watch him this like sad crying on his little fucking chair.
I'll be all right, because I'll be laughing at you missing the volley, like pure like air kick, air shot in it, and just falling over, dislocating your knee. Adam, I need some help. Well, tough shit, mate.
So there's his five items, mate.
I'm quite happy with those.
There you go.
Do you want me to recap them, so everybody?
Yeah, so.
Have you got them yet?
Yeah, I've got them. So, Beard, you take guitar, a novel. Well, you said two novels, didn't you?
Watchmen, yeah. Graphic novel.
A chair.
A comfy chair which reclines into a bed.
Okay. And a football.
A football.
And Josh.
And I said Life of Pi as well.
Yeah, I said two books. Two novels.
Yeah, but you didn't name the novels, so like, what's the point of recapping them? Like, seeing you take a piece of paper.
Okay, all right, technicality. You take guitar, Josh, Life of Pi.
Josh, you're taking five pieces of physical matter. We won't say what they are. Just to recap.
Umbrella, magnifying glass, camera, photo album.
You're taking boots. Fucking... You're taking all the weapons from Cluedo, lad. The state of the items you picked there, man.
Are you joking? I want to know, like, fuck you, man. In the comments, like, which would you rather have my items or Adam's items? There's no fucking way they're choosing your items.
That's class. Or Cluedo items.
Looking straight at me, this stuff, looking.
Just laughing at you. Why would you pick those things, mate?
Survival? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, it's interesting you see the differences. This is actually a really good one, George. Can you give him a good Christmas bonus? Because he's picked a good... You've seen the two differences in... Like, I've just accepted it, complete apathy. But as long as, like, the way that I go is not, like, ultra painful, I'll be content. And you're like, I fucking need to get off this island.
Yeah, well, I've got a family. I need to get home and see him.
I think you're done for, aren't you, mate? Unless you build a boat, you're stranded there.
That's been a good one, that, George.
Good episode.
Well done. Well done.
You can't say good episode because you try to be objective about it, but like they're all pretty wank. But that
it's been a funny episode.
It was better than last week's. I don't know what the fuck we're thinking there. Just doing like a play-by-play recap of a live show, which was also terrible.
Which we unfortunately didn't film. Talk about fuck up.
Everyone keeps saying, are you uploading it? No.
Yeah, sorry. If you enjoyed that episode... We'll be back next week with another random topic, I'm sure. George, you better start working on that.
I've got a really good one planned, right? But believe it or not. But I'm waiting on some items to arrive. I'm going to keep Josh in the dark about it. But I want him to come, like, hopefully, I'd pay like 60 quid to get them delivered quicker. But it's not like next day. It's just like it's like air freight, right? But stay tuned for that, like, because that could be a good one.
You know what it is.
No,
I told you. I'm keeping you both in the dark because, you know, loose lips sink ships. And you get stranded on a desert island, you pick a magnifying glass as your luxury item.
Thank you, everybody, for watching and listening this week. As I said before, we've launched a Patreon, so if you want to get involved, and we'll see you next week.
So Josh can buy himself a fucking photo album, put six photos in it.
Peace!